Central Bank still expects one more rate hike before the end of the year. Also, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is kind of sidestepping Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville when it comes to military promotions. The Senate expecting to vote soon on three senior-level military officers. Schumer will allow the one-off votes after previously saying it would risk politicizing the military. Tuberville, of course, has held up more than 300 nominations in protest of the Pentagon's abortion policy. Those are top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and our weather.
Roads are looking great. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to see some awesome weather throughout the whole rest of the week. Tomorrow, we do have another slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Might be a little bit similar to what we saw today in a high of 89, but then tomorrow night, mostly clear skies and a low of 70. Mostly cloudy skies right now. It's 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with your planning for your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitgroups.com. That's tcbenefitgroup.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we turn our attention to local headlines, a couple of big updates happening this week. Number one, D.R. Horton pulling out of negotiations for the OLF 8 property. That coming down in a letter from the law office representing the company. The attorney, Chris Gill, tells County Attorney Allison Rogers that the current master plan that exists for the property does not allow for Horton to pursue a financially viable development. Last month, the county received a $40 million offer from Tampa-based Eisenhower Property Group. However, that was for all 540 acres. County leaders plan on holding back 250 acres dedicated to job creation. So we'll see what happens there moving forward. Also, the largest women and children's center in Pensacola is being forced to close after all. That is the REAP Transitional Facility. Executive Director Vinnie Wibbs confirming that news this week, saying REAP has been unsuccessful in solidifying needed funding to stay open. Now, you may recall last month the Scambia County Commissioners provided $15,000 to cover rent and utilities, but Wibbs says it takes about $30,000 per month to operate. He says they do expect to be able to relocate all women and children at the shelter to other REAP facilities, with the majority moving to the Maxwell Respite Center over the next week. Couple of updates in Santa Rosa County. Number one, deputies say a man dead this afternoon in an apparent domestic-related stabbing over in East Milton. That happened at around 3 at a home on Community Circle. Investigators say a female suspect is in custody. Also, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson announcing the forfeiture of another drug house, this one located at 5912 Congress Street in Midway.
We have responded to this trailer behind us 76 times. And that's for everything from warrant services. We've served two search warrants here. We've arrested people out of the house, and they continue to sell drugs. They kept doing it.
And Sheriff Johnson announced that forfeiture, and right after that, the mobile home was torn down by an excavator. Commission Chairman Colton Wright says the property will be transformed into an affordable housing opportunity. Trial date set for January 16th of next year for the man accused of the deadly shooting outside of Mugs and Jugs last month. That's 25-year-old Christian Ketchup, charged with first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 25-year-old Tierra Binion. Also, good news if you like going to New York. So Delta announced that they are starting nonstop service from Pensacola to LaGuardia. That'll start in November. Initially, routes will be 6 days a week in November before switching to daily service in December. And the flight schedule should be around 2:10 is when flights leave Pensacola, arriving at LaGuardia at around 5:40 Eastern time, and then coming back. Flights will leave LaGuardia at 11:15 Eastern time in the morning and arriving at Pensacola at about 1:24 Central time in the afternoon. So that's pretty cool there if you like going to New York City. I love New York. My wife, you know, we've been twice. I think, you know, she doesn't want to go for a while, but I'm going to do my best to convince her that we need to go in November or December. After all, I mean, I do have some vacation time in December. I can think of nothing more amazing than Christmas in New York City. And oh, for my wife, that would be like the biggest, most miserable nightmare that she's ever experienced.
But it's nice to say, hey, we have this direct flight that's going to get us there.
I mean, think of how much money we're not going to save.
Yeah.
I omit the not, but yeah, probably not much. Although I may be pleasantly surprised. Maybe the direct flight a little bit cheaper there than having, I believe Nashville is the stop, or I don't think it's Atlanta, but yeah, but direct flight November, December. Pretty cool. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This feels like something
5 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great week. We might be seeing a little bit of rain tomorrow, but then the weekend should look awesome here. We'll get a full rundown on what exactly is going on with the weather with Alan Strum in just a bit. But first, a look at our roads. Really no slowdowns to report. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good, as well as 98 throughout West Pensacola. We do have one small accident off of Fairfield Drive. This is going to be off of Esther Street in West Pensacola. Seeing some slight slowdowns because of it. It's where Fairfield Drive kind of takes that turn near the Lucky Penny. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms pop back up around the area Wednesday, but this weather's not going to really last too much longer. Maybe an evening shower or storm, and then overnight it'll be partly cloudy with a low near 70. Next couple of days, all right, Thursday, we do have a slight chance, maybe 20%, that something will pop up. But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weather will be dry. Highs will be in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Mostly cloudy right now and 81 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our state headlines today. First, a heads up from Citizens Property Insurance. For some of you, if you do have Citizens Property Insurance, a letter may be either on the way or already in your mailbox with an offer to switch coverage to a private company. They'd like people to respond by October 10th, or they could be forced into a more expensive policy.
We're looking for an average increase of about 11.5% for most homeowners. Beginning December 16th, these new rates will kick in once we get the final approval from the office.
Yeah, so this says state regulators are expected to decide soon on the citizen's request for an 11.5% rate hike.
Also, FDLE say that they've arrested all four people suspected of hanging the anti-Semitic hate banners along Darrell Carter Parkway Bridge in Orlando. So back on June 10th, the suspects allegedly placed banners that include swastika flags as well as racist message that hung directly over I-4.
Yeah, protesters in St. Petersburg gathering to speak out against plans for the Tampa Bay Rays new ballpark. The city says the plans include housing and equity programs. Protesters, though, say that's exactly what they promised the last time when the current stadium was built decades ago.
Also, Governor Ron DeSantis says that he is pledging to push gas prices down to $2 per gallon if he is elected in 2024. DeSantis says that he'll target the issue along with energy costs in office, and he says that he would unleash American energy dominance as a way to stop inflation in 2025.
And finally, in state headlines, work underway now for a new state emergency operations center in Tallahassee.
The current EOC was only built to withstand Category 3 hurricane force winds. Our new building will have the ability to withstand winds of up to 200 miles an hour, well over a Category 5 wind speed.
And the new operation will more than double the number of people who can respond to natural disasters and emergencies. It'll also be able to stand up to winds of up to 200 miles per hour. They expect the center should open in about 1 or 2 years. That's what's happening in our state headlines today. Real briefly on the national headlines, an age limit now being proposed for Congress for politicians, not sitting well with older lawmakers. But according to the bill being proposed, it would cap political service at the age of 75. New York police still looking for a third suspect in the deadly drug exposure case of a daycare. A one-year-old died after being exposed to fentanyl. So the daycare owner and a tenant are being held on federal charges, but they're still looking for the daycare owner's husband, who's accused of leaving with two full shopping bags in an attempt to cover it up. Illegal immigration costing U.S. taxpayers at least $180 billion this year. That according to Texas Congressman Austin Pfluger. The vast majority of illegal immigrants are uninsured. Republicans say that's leading to a national health care crisis. Tomorrow, Ukrainian President Zelensky will be meeting with congressional leaders on Capitol Hill. Congress is currently considering whether to approve President Biden's request for more than $20 billion in additional aid in the ongoing war with Russia. That's a look at what's happening in our national headlines. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. What's happening in the world of sports, health, business, and science straight ahead.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Attorney General Merrick Garland gets a grilling at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Capitol Hill today. Fox's Madeline Rivera is there.
The Republicans had a list of grievances. On the top of their list, the investigation into Hunter Biden led by special counsel David Weiss, which they say showed preferential treatment. Garland maintains the Justice Department does not have a double standard.
Los Angeles County prosecutors are charging 29-year-old Kevin Salazar with the murder of a 30-year-old sheriff's deputy, Ryan Klinkenboomer, killed during a traffic stop Saturday. L.A. D.A. George Gascon.
If convicted, the defense will face sentence of life and imprisonment without the possibility of parole.
Gascon adds Salazar's sentence would be enhanced by the special circumstances that he was lying in wait to kill a peace officer. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. While COVID-19 has moved to the back of a lot of folks' minds, it's still out there, and the Biden administration announced today it'll resume offering free at-home COVID tests to American households. This as new variants of the virus continue to be felt by more people. Starting Monday, you can go to the website covidtests.gov to request 4 free tests. 4 of the top 5 colleges for delivering upward mobility for low-income students in the U.S. are in California. That's according to a study from the Wall Street Journal and College Pulse, and rankings tied to both graduation and salary metrics at colleges that take in high proportions of low-income students. California State University Los Angeles tops the social mobility ranking, followed by the University of California Merced and Berea College, a small private college in Kentucky. With the Fed signaling that interest rates could remain propped up longer than expected, stocks lost ground today. The S&P shed 41 points, the NASDAQ composite down 209. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The New York Jets still haven't added a veteran backup quarterback. A wide range of names have been brought up, from Jameis Winston to Kirk Cousins to Carson Wentz. For the record, Tom Brady said no way. The only group of people who don't seem concerned about this? The Jets themselves. They're not letting anything out of the building except for showing faith in Zach Wilson. We'll see what happens if they lose to the Patriots this weekend. But as the days tick by, there's a chance they're serious about the Zach Wilson experiment. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager, must be 21 plus and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway all looking good throughout Pensacola. And 98 and Gulf Breeze in Navarre also running smoothly. If you see anything else on the roads, please call 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some chances of rain for tomorrow, 20% in the afternoon with a high of 89. Mostly cloudy right now in 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a quick look at what's happening around the world of sports today. So in the middle of the third inning right now, the Angels up big on the Rays, 6-0. The Mets and the Marlins, 3-0 Mets right now in the top of the third inning. That one on FS1, by the way. And also the Braves played earlier today, lost to the Phillies 6-5. NFL notes, Kareem Hunt re-signing with the Cleveland Browns today as a free agent. He spent 4 years with the team. The Giants ruling out Saquon Barkley for tomorrow's Thursday night battle with the San Francisco 49ers. Also left tackle Andrew Thomas being ruled out of that game. So tough order for quarterback Daniel Jones. And Cam Akers, former Florida State running back, traded today from the Rams to the Minnesota Vikings. Health, business, and science notes today. McDonald's revealing something for Pokemon fans. They're rolling out new Match Battle toys and Happy Meals. The package includes a special edition Pokemon coin, along with a sticker sheet and four trading cards as well.
Also, Kraft is recalling American cheese slices over a potential choking hazard. So the company says that nearly 84,000 individually wrapped singles were affected when one of the wrapping machines malfunctioned, making it possible for a thin strip of film that's going to stick to the slice.
Yeah. Also, Federal Trade Commission now accepting applications for refunds through its $245 million settlement for makers of the video game Fortnite. Yesterday, FTC started notifying parents whose children made purchases on the game without their permission. Last year, the FTC accused Epic Games of making it easy for children to rack up charges without parental consent. Parents can apply for refunds on their website, FTC's that is, by January 17th.
Also, Elon Musk's controversial new company, Neuralink, is recruiting its first human clinical trial. So they received an approval from an independent review board to begin offering brain implants to patients, paralysis patients. So patients with patients in the trial are going to get a chip surgically implanted into part of their brain that controls movement.
Yeah, interesting. A fish that is at a San Francisco aquarium is believed to be the oldest fish under human care in the world. This is at the Steinhardt Aquarium, where scientists say the Australian lungfish named Methuselah is 92 years old, plus or minus 8 years or so. So not exactly sure, but they were able to use DNA from her fin to determine her age. Methuselah was brought to the museum way back in 1938. That is absolutely incredible.
Very weird, too. Like, how did that fish make it? And what happened to all the other fish?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, I'd like to know, too, when did the fish get the name Methuselah? Because there's no way they got the fish in 1938 and called it Methuselah. Yeah. So it would have had to have been somewhat recently, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. In some pop culture notes, Yellowstone getting a big boost thanks to the network TV. So the season 5 premiere aired on CBS on Sunday night and brought in 6.5 million viewers. CBS is airing Yellowstone and other Paramount Plus shows as a way to fill out its fall schedule due to the ongoing actors and writing strikes.
Yeah, and with the UAW strike still ongoing, Stellantis says they're laying off workers at their Toledo machining plant. That's around 68 employees there. And if the strike continues, they may have to lay off more workers at a facility in Indiana as well.
Also, in pop culture notes, the never-before-heard recordings by the Beatles are up for auction. So the collection of 6 tapes containing band rehearsals and unreleased albums and interviews are expected to fetch between $300,000 and $500,000. The auction runs through Friday at GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com.
Yeah, also Danny Masterson's wife filing for divorce just 2 weeks after he was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Bijou Phillips cites irreconcilable differences, and also she's requested custody of their daughter.
Also, folks in Vegas over the weekend are finding themselves that they may be in an upcoming U2 music video. You just have to be So U2 surprised people with the performance of their new song, Atomic City, and they turned a flatbread into a stage at Fairmont Street to shoot the video for the song, and their opening residency is going to be at the brand new Sphere Arena on September 29th.
Yeah, very cool there. If you're a YouTube person, I am not really, but what I am very excited about is that Sphere Arena, because it looks super cool there. In wacky and weird headlines today, Apple's latest iPhone update has a new feature called Sensitive Content Warning. It'll automatically blur racy photos and text that you may not want to see. Maybe they are sent without your permission. You can turn the feature on in your settings. The pic will come through, but it's blurry, with a message that says, quote, "This may be sensitive. You'll have to click a button if you want to see said photo." Your thoughts on that?
I think that's good. I mean, I'm kind of surprised maybe something like that hasn't already been put in place, because, I mean, with a text and even like an airdrop, anyone can
That's what I was thinking about, too.
And so, yeah, I think it's probably going to be nice to have that feature on for a little bit. I'm going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together, and then a new TikTok trend coming out that's going to help you keep your bathroom smell a little bit better. Who knows if it'll work? But looking at the roads, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also moving smoothly. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something, just give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
We've again got a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up on Thursday, but that rain chance is pretty low, only around 20%. Look for some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight lows will be near 70, a little cooler for some of the inland areas. Looking ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're expecting nice, dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is mostly cloudy and 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small businesses, remote workers and learners, and even teachers and parents. You can explore more at your local Staples Stores. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So Gracie was talking about the viral TikTok hack there. Claims that leaving a clove of garlic in your toilet at night will leave your bathroom smelling better. Apparently, you're supposed to peel one clove, drop it in the bowl, and just let it soak and do it twice a week. Some people think it's a waste of garlic, though, and maybe you should just clean your toilet more often.
Yeah, I think the funny thing is, like, it has it smelling better, but it doesn't mean it's smelling really
good.
Great. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure some kind of cleaning products would actually make it smell good, but we'll see there. Also, today is National String Cheese Day.
Yeah.
So if you are a string cheese lover like Joe and myself, but I haven't had it in a while. But if you, how do you eat it? Do you string it or do you just bite into it? Well, we say if you just bite into it without pulling it strand by strand, you're a psychopath.
Absolutely. 100% agree. A guy in Northern California, 61 years of age, got stabbed by a 33-year-old random trespasser over the weekend, but then pulled the knife out and stabbed him with it.
Call an ambulance! Call an ambulance! But not for me.
That's right. A 61-year-old then used the knife to subdue the suspect until cops got there. It happened Saturday north of San Francisco. Neither one suffering life-threatening injuries, and cops arrested the suspect for attempted murder and elder abuse.
Also in wacky and weird news, someone on social media recently started a topic about what's the weirdest dating requirements that you have. It went a little viral, and here are some of the highlights. I mean, some of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
They have to like frogs, at least a little. They have to snore, because snoring is so cute.
Oh.
No flip-flops on dudes.
Yeah.
No backward hats on girls or guys. And they can't use the phrase... work hard, play hard.
Here's some other ones that stand out to me. Number one, no fishing pics on your profile. And it says, quote, I love fishing, but if one of your main photos shows you holding a fish, then you're super basic to me. Another one says that the person that I date can't have an obsession with cryptocurrency. Another one says, absolutely no to vanity license plates. Vanity, we received clarification, would be like the custom plates where you have like a too cool for school guy. So if you have a vanity license plate there, one person says no. But yeah, pretty interesting here. I certainly understand why this one went viral. One person says there's always the no cat people crowd, but one person says, hey, I don't want to date horse people. It's always very important to them, and I'm too scared of horses to be supportive. Mm. So, yeah, pretty interesting one there. 6:49 here now at News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break, back with our good news to finish up a Wednesday edition of the program. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. A number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder. 6:54 here, final segment of the program on a Wednesday, September 20th of 2023. And man, hard to believe that September is already almost over and October right around the corner. Of course, Halloween. Gracie, have you been thinking any more about your Halloween plans? Maybe some costumes or just different parties? Are you a big Halloween person or?
Not really. I like the idea of giving out the candy, but last year, not one kid came to my house.
Oh, no. So did you have the porch lights on?
Porch light on, the best candy you could think of. Like, I had, like, all different kinds, and it kind of just, like, kind of just bummed
me out.
Is
it an apartment complex house? Or?
No, it's a house. Oh, wow. Like, I'm not in a neighborhood, so, like, maybe. Okay. And, like, I don't think there's that many kids that live near us. Yeah. So, like, I wasn't expecting at least a few.
Sure.
So I think I'm maybe just not trying to get my hopes up.
Okay. Or just eat the candy for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. It all
for
ended
your
up,
co-host.
Yeah. It ended up being fine. So
I'll come over. You tell me where you live. I'll come over and you can just dump the entire allotment into my goodie bag there.
Perfect.
6:55, final check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. 29 and 90, also looking good. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach, nothing to slow you down. If you do see something this afternoon or this evening slowing you down, just call the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to be seeing a chance of rain for tomorrow as well. Tomorrow, 20% chance in the rain in the afternoon. Most likely, it's going to be pretty similar to today, with a high of 89 for tomorrow throughout the day. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny skies, highs 89. Like, it's going to be really nice the whole rest of the week after tomorrow. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something, call the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, with a nice little calm breeze expected over the weekend as well. Hopefully the heat index doesn't act up too much.
Yeah.
But really nice this afternoon. I, in fact, did not mind the overcast skies as it kept temps in the low 80s. I had a doctor appointment this morning at 9, and so I went out, and it was not cool, but it wasn't hot, and so enjoyed having the windows down. The AC in my car is acting up again.
Ugh.
You remember, it was like 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
I take it because the AC, after I spent like $1,300 to get it repaired. I know, yeah, yeah. That's how much
gosh.
It costs. Other places quoted me higher. Maybe I should have taken it to him. Anyway, but my AC wasn't blowing hot air like a month and a half, my AC wasn't blowing cold air like a month and a half after I got it fixed. And so I take it to them, and after about a week, you know, I don't hear anything, but apparently they had tried to call. Mm-hmm. So I call them up and say, hey, you know, just seeing if there's anything. And they said, yeah, like every time we've got in the car and turned it on, it's blowing cold air. And so I was like, okay, that's weird. And it says, yeah, I mean, we looked at everything. Everything structurally is fine. And every time we turn on the car, it's cold air. So I go back down there. Sure enough, it's cold. So I'm like, okay, well, that's weird. I've never heard of AC just kind of cutting out that way.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't really have an explanation, but, you know, maybe if it happens again, just come down. You know, when it's on, we can take a look. So the same thing's kind of happening again, where now for about 4 or 5 days, it's not blowing cold. It's not been terribly bad right now because, you know, the heat index, you know, so I don't know. I'll give it another week. But for now, I'm just operating under the assumption that it's going to go back cold eventually.
Yeah.
So I'm just seeing how long I can wait it out. But, you know, if we're starting getting into October, November, I might as well just put it off.
Yeah.
Till next, you know, next summertime, but we'll see
yeah.
on that. Couple quick good news items here before we sign off today. An update in Tampa where cops say 10 people were rescued after a boat capsized and sunk near a place called Beer Can Island. Here's what it sounded like.
Circling right over the pontoon boat, they're waving at us. They got life jackets on board.
So the engine's up. So I don't know if it's just disabled, but it appears to be okay, but they're all waving at us.
And despite the place being called Beer Can Island, does not appear that that was the reason why the boat sank. The sheriff's office says their aviation unit quickly spotted the pontoon boat and helped guide a marine unit to the location. So 10 people safe and have a cool story to tell, I guess.
Also, good news coming out of South Carolina. A couple in South Carolina were watching the local news, recently saw a story about a winning lottery ticket that was sold in the area but hadn't been claimed yet. They realized that they never checked the numbers when they bought it. It was from an August 9th drawing. So, of course, this story isn't good news. So they won, and it was $200,000.
Very
so
cool.
Check your unclaimed
tickets. Yeah.
It is Joe and Gracie signing off on a Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow on Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.